Stack meter. Let's see. Oh, yo, Ian Gary's on this. I like. Oh, yeah, my guy Chito. Wyman versus Tavares. It's a good fight. Stack meter, I'll give it like a, honestly, 8 out of 10. Not bad, but I know the fights are going to be killer anyway. I'm looking forward to Magny versus Ian Gary sleeper fight. Nothing's jumping out at me like a sleeper fight, but I'm looking forward to Chito and Pedro Munoz. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Ian Gary versus Neil Magny in the main event. Those are my... Also, yeah, the co-main as well. I'm looking forward to that. Honestly, because I like her aggression as well, the way Amanda Lemos fights. Yeah, and Whaley's just on a tear right now, so... Yeah, it's going to be sick. Chris Weidman versus Tavares.
Weidman, he said the first thing that he's going to do as soon as the fight starts is leg kick as hard as he can right onto Tavares' shin. That's the very first thing he wants to do.
Why would he say that? Why would he say that?
Because to get rid of the mental block.
Yeah, but why would he even say that now? You shouldn't... Well, maybe it's a Fugazi and then he might do something else and get Tavares fully focused on the leg kick. Actually, that's not a bad strategy, just saying it, because now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, huh, I want to see if he actually does it.
Might not be the next first thing, but in the first, I'm guessing like, you know, 10-20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, get
he
it.
Wants to get, sounds like he wants to get over that mental hurdle.
Yeah. This fight, Chris, I just think his wrestling might be too much for Tavares. He'll get the leg kick off, you know, strike with him a little bit and then take him down. Tavares, I fought him, I've had history with him, and I know how tough he is, even though he's had a streak lately the other way. But yeah, if I'm gonna pick I go Chris Weidman with this one.
Does this fight go the distance?
No. Actually, you know what? I know how tough Brad is, so I'm gonna say yes. And also, it's been a while, so I'm gonna say yes, it goes a distance. But if I have to bet money, I'll put money on... Nah, I'll go Brad.
Brad?
Yeah, I want to go Brad. I like the underdog in this one. Even though Chris might seem to be the favorite, I'm going to go Brad because I just know how tough he is. And now, yeah, I'm going to go Brad. All right, next.
Chito Vera versus Pedro Munoz.
Yeah, I think even right now, Chito is just on momentum. His last fight, I think, was at Sanhagen. That one didn't look his best, and I know he can do better. I know, knowing Chito, he'll have, like, you know, like that gusto, something to prove.
And also, he is pushing for a title shot if O'Malley wins. He wants
to that's right, because he's got the victory over O'Malley. He beat him. If O'Malley wins and Chito wins, get them to fight, because they've already got, that's already laid out. It's got the foundation and everything. It could be like a trilogy type thing. I like Chito though. I like Chito because he's just, even Diamond has a history with him because he trained with them at Timoyama way back in the day, and Jamie, and I think Jerry as well. So there's like, we've always had like a sort of ties to each other through martial arts.
What type of pace do you think it's going to be?
Fast paced. I think Chito as well, coming from his last fight, will have something to prove, but Pedro Munoz always starts pretty fast, like high pace, especially at this weight.
Does the fight go the distance?
I'm going to say no.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, and I'm going to go Chito.
All right. Why is Magny such a BMF?
BMF. Magny, I've sparred with him. I trained with him in the past. This is years ago. He was slick back then. He's still slick. And he's fought everybody in the welterweight division. All the top name guys, he's fought all, if not most of them. Anyone, anytime, anywhere. He's that dude. He's always training as well. I think he's always training. He always just knows how to step up.
What do you think of Ian Gary?
Ian Gary, I like his spirit. I like what he brings to the UFC. The way he's kind of done it, like a reality show of his life on Instagram, which I find cool. Like, he's able to just like let people in like that. Just, yeah, he's just got that spirit. And people want to watch him. And he's slick. Not his last fight, but the one before that. He fought Song Kinon, I think.
Song Girl, yeah.
That combo.
He got rocked and came back.
Yeah, got rocked as well in the beginning and came back. That showed that, you know, that heart.
You guys trained for a little bit during...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we trained.
Rolled around a little bit.
Yeah, he was just trying to train. I was just like, he tried training. I was like, bro, I know where I'm going to be tonight, and I will not see you in the morning. But nah, it was fun. It was fun to kick it with and train. It's going to be a stand-up fight in the beginning, but I see Neil trying to get a hold of him first, maybe just to slow him down, or after he feels Ian's speed, because the faster out of the two will be Ian. But Neil's tough. He's tenacious. He's durable. Upon recent deliberation, this is my sleeper fight. As I'm breaking it down, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, bet, this is a sleeper. It's going to be a great fight. It's going to either be a great fight or Ian just handles Neil. There's certain things you can do stand-up wise, especially Neil, using his reach, his teeps, keep Ian at bay. But Ian is just too smart. Ian knows how to like read things on the fly as well. He's just that dude. Like, you just know when someone's just like that guy.
Yeah.
I call it Goku spirit. Only certain people have it. I don't know how to describe it. Goku spirit. Like, if you know, you know. What's his name? Jalen. I am a Super Saiyan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fuck it. Remember Jalen?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's my guy. Shout out to Jalen. OG. But yeah, like that Goku spirit, you just have that. Again, if you know, you know. I don't know how to explain it. I haven't thought about it. I just vomit words. Anyway, in this fight, I'm going to go Ian Gary.
Our Chinese sister, yes. Zhang Wei Li, is fighting.
Jiao.
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 Jiao, my nigga. It's fighting, yes. Amanda Lemos. All right, before, yes, we dive into it, this, mm-hmm, is Zhang's sixth UFC title fight.
I think her run's underrated. When I say underrated, I mean like not by the UFC, by the fans, or like the respect they put on her name. You know, like Sean calling me the first Chinese champion is kind of disrespecting her, because she actually is the first Chinese champion, legitimately. So you can't make a mockery of that. But yeah,
I feel like now she gets a lot of love.
A lot of love, yeah. Oh, yeah, she does. And the fans love her. But mm-hmm, I mean, like, when you put in the conversations.
Yeah, true.
She's learning English now with Josh Hengar. I see that, like, he teaches her English and stuff, which is cool, which will help her grow more in popularity. Because skills-wise, she's got it all. Stand-up, she can wrestle, she can grapple. Yeah, she's that one.
You two have had some interactions, yeah?
Yeah, she's cool. It's always brief, though. Like,
you speak Chinese, though?
Yeah, Mandarin? Like, very little. My rusty-ass Chinese right now, my Mandarin. Again, she keeps winning the way she is, and she keeps learning English and just showing her personality more. She'll blow up. I know Zhang Weili is a beast. She's a motherfucker to deal with. Amanda seems like she's got snappy punches and powerful, strong.
So Zhang's going to be moving her head, keep her defense on point.
I think I'm going to use her kicks, Sanda, keep her at bay, and then just counter her.
But do you think it goes the distance?
Nah. I don't know. It depends on how tough Amanda is. So it might be a late finish for Zhang Weili.
Official pick?
Because Zhang Weili. Dio! Yeah. All right. Main event of the evening.
Talk about Aljamain and the respect he gets from the fans and the company.
I think, like, I don't know why. Aljamain's a nice dude. I like him. I've been around him.
It was a Yan fight.
Huh?
The Yan fight.
Oh, but dude, let it go. Yeah. Like, you ever been kneed in the head in a fucking title fight? You ever been in his position? People are stupid. They like to hold on to things and then try and, like, beat it. Just, and it's like, bro, that's not even that deep. As a champion, he gets respect. He's, what, the greatest bantamweight ever? Yeah. He's got the resume. He's beating all the big dogs.
Do you feel like you relate to Sean in any way, especially going into this matchup with the narrative, you know, being striker, grappler, and also, you know, coming into UFC, the hype? Not level of skills, but, like, you know, looks like you guys have walked. Not,
yeah, I get what you mean. I get what you mean. We're just, I don't know, how do I put it? Like, yeah, we understand the path, each other's paths. Certain people just, you show up and you have it. You're that dude. As soon as you step in the door, he's one of them. And he's always just never shied away from the spotlight. He's always just embraced it. Even embraces it more than me, I think. He just, like, really, like, steps in it, you know? Like, the attention, everything. And he thrives off it. He knows how to use it well and create, you know, his brand, create discussions, awareness, momentum.
And what about the skill sets? Him primarily being a striker and, like, you know, the storyline he's going up against, you know, a grappler.
Yeah, a striker versus a grappler. But they can both strike. They can both grapple. But, like, I like Sean's flow, his work, the way he fights, the way he moves, his footwork, his taunts, his kicks, his selection, his combinations, the way he picks his shot, the way he darts in and out. It's pretty to watch. It's beautiful to watch. I'm an artist and I appreciate beautiful art. Same with Aljamain, the way he just sticks to people. And also, even just his body, how shredded he is at 135. Yeah. And he just, like, once he catches you, it's like, boom. It's like you have a fucking muscle ninja turtle on your back and he beats you up and flattens you out and chokes you out. You know, like, it's beautiful to watch. But I think because of my striking background, I'm really partial towards Sean's style and the way he flows. Like, he gets it.
What parts of O'Malley's game does he need to bring out and be on point for Aljo not to get a handle on him?
Footwork, distance management, but footwork, where's your feet at all times?
But Sean and his coach,
I respect what they've done as well, the come up. I like the fact that it was just being two of them as well. It's like Batman and Robin type thing, or like Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know them.
You get what I mean? Like, they don't look like regular Batman and Robin type things, you know, but yeah, it's been cool. It's just been cool to watch their rise and just see them stick together through the whole thing. And they're young as well, which I really respect. But again, hard ask. You're going against, you know, a beast in Aljamain.
Talk about Aljo and the way he was moving in his fight versus Henry, the dipping and ducking that he was doing. And
yeah.
He's got the funk style.
But, yeah, because it's real low.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, dipping and diving. But why would that be bad for this matchup going in there with Sean?
Because Sean can find the target better than those guys. He's accurate with it. He's like me. He doesn't hit hard. He hits sharp. Like, it's like just concentrated on a certain part of the body, on the chin, on the head. Yeah, don't throw a hope. Sean definitely aims a fire. He looks for the shot. He sets it up. I like his flow. His artistry. Certain people are just like, I like watching them. I just like watching the way they flow, the way they fight, the way they... the artistry. So Sean's one of those guys. I really appreciate the way he fights.
How do you think the fight plays out?
Fucking Aljamain grab a hold of him and beat him up. Sean keep him away with good footwork, good positioning, and pinpoint striking. Also, Sean's slick as well on the ground, so he might just scramble for your life. Like, do not let him get settled, because the more he settles, the stronger he gets. Does this fight go the distance? If it goes the distance,
first time going 5 rounds.
Yeah, I think he can do it. O'Malley is locked in. I think he can do it 5 rounds. He'll definitely be well-trained for it, conditioned. I'm going to go Sean. Official pick, I'm going to go Sean with this one. Sometimes I just feel like it's time, like it's destiny.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Sean in this one. And I think Aljamain can get it done. Don't get me wrong, but just for the storyline. Yeah, I just think Sean can get it done.
All right, final thing. How's training camp going?
What do you think?
We're putting in work.
Yeah. It's good. I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying everything. I'm not gonna fold in this one. I'm not gonna fold. But I'm gonna fold them. I'm gonna fold them bad. Anyway, I'm done.
Yeah, like what's it called? Mississippi, when do they have that chair at?
Montgomery!
Montgomery, yeah!
Fold them.